This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Sticking with China, the electrification of the global auto industry continues to accelerate. Yesterday, Chinese automotive giant BYD reported record sales of 700,000 electric and plug-in hybrid cars this past quarter. And today, Tesla posted its own quarterly record of more than 400,000 deliveries worldwide, partly boosted by discounts the company has had to offer to compete in the Chinese market. So where does this leave legacy automakers like GM and Ford, which used to be pretty popular in China? Marketplace's Matt Levin looked into it.
Taylor Ogan has lived in Shenzhen, China for about 6 months now. He's the CEO of Snowbull Capital, a hedge fund that invests in EV automakers. When he hopped in a Chinese rideshare the other day, he thought something was wrong with it.
I was like, what is this horrible noise? And I didn't really realize that I hadn't been in an internal combustion engine vehicle for 6 months until I heard the engine.
Ogan says Chinese rideshare fleets are mostly all EVs. About one in three new cars sold in China is electric. But instead of a Ford F-150 Lightning or Chevy Volt on Chinese roads, you'll see way more BYD Songs.
The average Chinese EV driver 3 to 4 years ago would never have considered ever in their lifetime driving a Chinese-made car. And yet they are.
Chinese drivers used to be reliable customers for Detroit automakers. Tu Li is managing director at Sino Auto Insights.
Now their share and their sales has eroded significantly.
That's mostly because Chinese companies have produced much cheaper EV sedans. The BYD Seagull is about $10,000, although one expensive American brand is doing pretty well.
Tesla is still crushing it in China.
Chinese consumers are also choosing cutting-edge tech over legacy car makers. And Seth Weintraub at the EV website Electrek says it's a matter of time before the GMs and Fords of the world have a Chinese competitor to worry about at home.
We can see it coming. Like, they're making very compelling vehicles, high-quality vehicles.
Weintraub says even with a 27% tariff, Chinese EVs could be a cheaper alternative to American models. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.